Outages. I had everything recorded and set to go ready to upload and went and closed Audacity and lost the entire show. So here we are back again recording show 85. Yep, show 85. Wow, it's hard to believe it's been over 7 years and we're at show 85. So changes. Yeah, I posted about those on Facebook today. We are working on adding Patreon to the show so that should you enjoy the show and want to see me do more with it, like getting out and doing in-person interviews, going to shows and recording some of that show if it's allowed, or, you know, doing an interview at a show with a band about their show, about the upcoming show, about their upcoming tour, stuff like that. You'd like to see me upgrade the audio quality I'm doing, produce more shows, anything like that. We're looking at adding that Patreon account so that we can get some donations in, so that I can maybe hopefully one day make this a full-time gig, because that would be really awesome. And then I could do more things and put more research and more time into each show and not just try to squeeze these out every other week, so that you guys can have something fantastic to listen to and I get to enjoy some new bands and share them with you, and maybe those new bands will pick up some new listeners and more downloads for their stuff and then be able to tour. And you know, it's a little circle there. It's a great thing, but I can only do what I can do with the time and the financial allowances I have, and Patreon would help, you know, maybe cover the internet costs for keeping things up and running. So my struggle right now with Patreon is trying to sort out titles for those levels. So if you have an idea for any of the different tiers I should have, I'm figuring the lowest level should just be fans or something. But after that, and what kind of perks you'd expect to find in those levels, I would love feedback on that. Sooner the better, so that I can get this all set up and running and hopefully out before the next show. So let's go back to that first track there. That band was, let me refer to my notes, Dante Mattis, and the track was Talking to Yourself. They are from Toronto, Ontario, and this was a direct submit to me. And I think I may have thrown that one there because it was a little bit upbeat. As all my original show notes are now long gone, and I'm sure all the little bits these guys have sent me are somewhere, I may try to find them. I may not. I may just decide that you guys are going to get the short version today and run with that, maybe? Who knows? Let's see what we can find here. Were there any show notes that I managed to save? Aha! So, Dante writes to me and says, "My new single, Talking to Yourself, now available on Spotify and SoundCloud, describes a character giving themselves a pep talk in their heads to get through the day. They then go on to discover that everyone around them is doing the same. Instead of confiding in and communicating with others, the character realizes everybody is just talking to themselves. I had my friends and family send me clips reading really chic motivational quotes and use them to create a chaotic collage of unprecedented optimism that appears midway through the song. Even though the quotes are so positive, the disorienting blend of the voices talking over each other makes the collage sound more like a massive miscommunication. I produced the song myself over the course of a year. Talking to Yourself went through countless variations and even a spontaneous key change before becoming the final version that you now hear." So, with that, we are on to the next track, or two tracks.
Hi, everybody. This is Kane Miller, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Some sandpaper one side, rubber on the other. There are two minds inside me. That's one life too many, but I keep rolling slow on both sides, strong as I can be. The low life living goes by, no one will ever see inside my soul. I can't believe the things I am. As much a lion as a lamb. My personality's my sham. I'm rubber just as much as sand. Yeah, I'm sandpaper one side, rubber on the other. There are two minds inside me, and one life too many. But I'll keep going home to both sides, as far as I can see. No one will ever know that there is no harmony inside my soul. You came to me when times were grim. I kept you underneath my limb. And showed you all the things I am. You said I'm even more a man. Because I'm sandpaper one side, rubber on the other. Those two minds inside me are all that you can see. Home to both sides, as long as you will be beside me in the wind and the fire and the sea. On sandpaper one side, rubber on the other. Those two minds inside me are all that you can see, and I'll keep sides, as long as you will be beside me in the wind and the fire and the sea inside my
Okay, folks, so with having deleted the show already once, I'm going to keep it short and simple with the telling you about these bands and where they're from and all that fun stuff. So hopefully I don't absolutely screw this up. First was Peyoke Cat. The track was Invisibility Cloak, and they are from Belleville, Ontario, and it was a direct submit to me. And then we had the Bobby Tenderloin Universe, Sandpaper on one side, Rubber on the other, and he or they are from Edmonton, Alberta, and it was a direct submit. Next two tracks are direct submits to me, which is fantastic. I've loved the surge in getting stuff right from musicians themselves. And last track of the day will be a repeat, somebody I've played before, so you're going to have to hang around and find out who that is. So enjoy these next two tracks.
fever.
Hey, it's Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio, and you're listening to Chris on Insomnia Radio Canada.
Let's go.
hope I'm meeting the need this week for wider musical variety. And if I'm not, I'd love to hear from you about what genres you'd really like to hear me try and find some music for. Or if you know some Canadian bands that are unknown, unsigned, independent, you know, that kind of thing, please feel free to send them my way or send me information so I can try and reach out to them. So, with that in mind, first band musician we had there was Wild Mercury. The song was Dealer, and they're from Montreal, Quebec. And again, like I said earlier, direct submit to me. And then we had a band or an individual. I was really excited when I heard this one because it did break away from what I typically traditionally end up getting here at the show and get to play. That was Sense, but it's pronounced S-A-E-N-S, pronounced written, spelled. Oh, I'm having one of those moments. It is pronounced Sense, but spelled S-A-E-N-S. Oh boy. And the song was Dazed. And again, another group from Montreal, Quebec. Really loving the Montreal stuff right now. And again, direct submit to me, which was fantastic. So I've been mulling over adding Patreon to the podcast, which is going to be a go. But each Patreon tier needs to have a name and a little description. And I have been struggling with this, trying to come up with something creative that was Canadian, maybe music related, and I was blanking. So somebody suggested, well, do you have names for the different heights of snowbanks? And I was like, no, not really. The most interesting thing we got is like, you know, weather, there's a nor'easter, you know, but, you know, that's not really Canadian. So I was contemplating, well, what about using Canadianisms? You know, like, we have particular names or slangs for certain things, just like there are everywhere else in the world. Like, our $1 coin, we call it a loonie. Our $2 coin, we call a toonie. A coffee with two cream, two milk is called a double-double. You know, little things like this. And using those names for levels. So if there's a Canadianism you'd really like to see me use for one of my Patreon levels, and whether you think it should be a low, mid, or high range tier for donations, that would also be fantastic, useful information. And how do you get this feedback to me? Well, the easiest and most direct way is to email it in, chris@insomniaradio.net. You could also send it to me on Twitter, IR_Canada. Or you can go find us over on Facebook. Insomnia Radio Canada does have a page over there, and you can drop me a line there. I try to respond as quickly as I can, but unlike some people, I am not attached to my social media accounts. I don't get notifications on my phone, and I do not have Facebook Messenger loaded anywhere on anything, so I don't get those direct notifications right away. I do enjoy my social media, but I don't feel I need to be attached to it 24/7. So, send me some feedback. Send me some bands. If you're a band, send me some of your stuff to listen to. The fastest way to get it played, if I do like it, is to actually email me the music, not just a link to where I can listen to it, where I can stream it. Dropbox is fantastic for that. I can actually listen to stuff in Dropbox before downloading it. If you send me an entire album, let me know if you've got a single or the second single on that album. You know, it's great for me to be able to listen to an entire thing and say, hey, I love the entire thing. But it's also great if you've got a track you want featured, because that's what you're going to have for your first radio play on other stations. So, with all of that said, and lots of planning going on, I do have all my tracks sorted out for the next show already, and I'm working on the show after that, so hopefully I won't have this huge gap between shows because I do stupid things like delete the show that I just recorded, proving that I am just human. Let's get on to last track time. Now, this is a band that's submitted to me before, and the lead that sends everything to me, lead, main guy, PR guy, I don't know what he considers himself other than a fantastic musician. I have played his individual stuff before, and he's sending me a lot of stuff. This is a collaboration. All the members are from different bands, and I do have the list around somewhere, and maybe one of these days when I am doing a show and playing one of their tracks, I'll remember to like include some of that in the talkie bits. But this is CUD, which stands for Change Under Death. The song is Lovin' on a Plane. They are from PEI, which is a little province off the East Coast, a little town called Charlottetown. And like I said, direct submit. So thank you guys for sending your tracks in. All of the musicians today were direct submits to me. Enjoy this last track, and we'll catch you shortly for the next show. So enjoy, have a fantastic time, and we'll catch you later.
Tell me that you want.